streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. Everyone can see it smiling over the sky. Paint the whole world with the rainbow.
Time for the book quiz. I'm joined by Rob Kelly in Wellington. Hi, Rob.
Kia ora, Jesse.
How are you?
I'm well, man. I'm really good.
Awesome. Anything interesting happening in book news at the moment?
Not off the top of my head. What's happening at the moment is that a lot of awards are happening.
It's kind
of the end of your awards season, which leads to the equally interesting award recrimination season, where all the authors and particularly publishers who didn't win what they wanted to win kind of come out with the, you see all these articles start to pop up in book press.
Yeah.
Being like kind of subtly digging, be like, it was too transgressive for people to realize about. And I always think it's really funny. It's like, you didn't win, it's fine.
Yeah. if you didn't mention that you hadn't been nominated, then no one will have even thought about you. You're just drawing more attention to yourself.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch. There's been a big story happening around court cases affecting books in the UK, but it's quite a complicated story, so we might leave that for another day.
Okay, quick plug from me for the book Greta and Velden, which I haven't read yet, but one of my best friends has just read it and loves it and is lending it to me. It's going to be my next book, and I know it's good because Rebecca K. Riley, the author, was a guest on our show a few months ago. She was very funny, and everyone I know who's read this New Zealand book loves it. So, and it's quite a slim novel, so if you're looking for a book for someone for Christmas, Greta and Velden, look that one up.
It's very, very, very good.
Oh, you've read it?
Yeah, and it's also like a really interesting portrait of parts of New Zealand that you, I mean, social parts of New Zealand you might not see in other novels.
Cool.
It's what I think is cool about Pip Adams' work as well. You kind of get taken into the room, which is really nice.
Rob's book quiz. Your job, Rob, is to name a bunch of books and people are going to guess what links them all. Do you have a book I've got one here if you don't have one.
Not on me.
I've got Too Much Money by Max Rashbrook. Speaking of the trickle-down theory, how wealth disparities are unbalancing Aotearoa New Zealand. It's a beauty.
Talk about lifting all ships.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way this works, if you want to win that, is that I'm going to read out the titles of four or five books, and I would like you to tell me what links them. What is the connecting thread that binds these all together? Are you ready for some books, Jesse?
Yes, please.
First one is by a favourite of the book quiz, Stephen King, and the book is Christine. Christine by Stephen King is our first book today. Our second book is Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, which we have had on the quiz before, but there's a very good reason for it, I promise. So Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett is our second book.
Yeah.
The third book is Lost in the Solar System by Joanna Cole, and the illustrator of that is Bruce Deegan. It's a children's book. And there's a bit of the title I've omitted, which people may be thinking about in their heads. I've done it on purpose. Lost in the Solar System by Joanna Cole. The Love Bug by Bill Walsh is the next one. Little paperback from the mid-20th century. The Love Bug by Bill Walsh.
Is that Herbie the Love Bug?
Couldn't possibly comment. And the last book is You Meddling Kids, which is a Scooby-Doo graphic novel by Chris Duffy, Terence Greep, Sam Henderson, Barbara Slate, and Dan Slott. So that's Christine by Stephen King, Good Omens by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett, You Meddling Kids by a variety of authors, The Love Bug by Bill Walsh, and Lost in the Solar System by Joanna Cole. What connects those books?
Confusingly just listed in a different order in which they first appeared.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta keep people working. It's not a charity.
Okay. 2101 is the text number if you'd like to take a guess at the theme. Sometimes there's something in the news happening which sparks Rob's imagination, if that's any help for you.
Although it's not at all helpful this week.
Okay.
This is linked, though, to something in my personal life. So if you know me, then maybe you might have a guess there, but it's not fair.
Thank you, Rob. Catch you after the news with the answer. And if you'd like to win this book from Max Rashbrook, 2101 to take a guess at the theme today.
voice keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make, I'll make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
Oh, that's the spirit, Rob. That is the spirit, my friends. We actually just got a message through from someone saying, can I please ask why Rainbow, the theme to Rainbow, is used for the book quiz? It's a great tune, but is there an association? You can answer that one if you like, Rob.
Not to my knowledge is the answer there. I think from memory, about 18 months ago, you decided that you liked it. I think there was something about me not knowing about 80s TV theme songs that was amusing to you and our producer at the time, Caitlin Cherry. And I think that became the gag.
Yeah.
And you and I are many things, but one thing we share is that we are committed to the bit. And so we have stayed committed to the bit.
It just seems to suit you too, because it's quite jaunty.
Yeah, and you know, it's midweek. Everyone's having a pretty tough year.
Exactly.
You just
gotta
lean into the horns.
Interestingly enough, I found two other 80s TV themes and sampled them a couple of weeks ago, and there were complaints. People missed Rainbow.
People were not happy.
Okay, let's go to the book quiz answers now then. We're going to go to Christchurch, where Bill Taylor is standing by. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, g'day. How are you going?
Good. You got a big job down there today?
Not too bad. Just clopping a few camellias back and things that need a bit of dealing to. It's just about finished off. Got a bit of cleaning up. Yeah, perfect weather for it too. So
you're a landscape gardener, and people tell me that your industry is completely swamped at the moment, that the business is booming. Is that your experience?
Yeah, it definitely is. If you know anyone that wants a job in landscape gardening in Christchurch, send them our way.
What skills do they need, Bill?
Like working outside, willing to learn new things, push a wheelbarrow, dig a hole, can't go wrong, really. So.
No objection to older employees?
Not as far as I'm concerned. I think the boss would take absolutely anyone at this point. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people can get in touch with us if they're interested. You're calling to talk books. Are you a big reader, Bill?
I am, yeah. Not as much as I'd like of late. I've got a nearly 1 year old at home, and he sort of cuts into the reading time somewhat. So.
Totally.
Yeah, but the potential for getting the magic school bus lost in the solar system, which I was guessing was what was left out, in the mix, was pretty soon is quite high. So.
Does your one-year-old like Dad reading him a book?
Oh, loves it. It's, after bath, bit of a play, and then as many books as we can fit in before he gets distracted by something and just crawls off to smack stuff against the wall or whatever he's got to do at that point.
Good stuff. Oh, you're taking me back. Hey, I'm going to hand you over to Rob now, and we'll see if we can sort you out with this prize.
Okay, Bill, what do you think links Christine, Good Omens, You Meddling Kids, The Love Bug, or Herbie and the Love Bug, and the magic school bus lost in the solar system?
I had a couple of guesses. I was in the middle of firing the second one through when I got the call back, so
right.
We'll go with the first one. It's vehicles that have all been named or have names.
You are 100% correct, Bill. Thank you for it. Hundreds of people had guesses around the variations of cars. Two people got the name thing right, but you were first.
Oh, I love it when that happens.
So, thank you so much, Bill, and we'll send that book out to you. Have you read any of these books?
I actually was in the middle of doing something when you announced what the book was, so I've actually got no idea what you're sending me.
Oh, I think Rob was talking about the clue books, if you've read any of those ones.
Good Omens, most definitely, half a dozen times, if not more. So,
there's a car in that called Dick Turpin.
Yes, of course, Crawley's vehicle. Amazing scene when it's on fire driving down the road.
Christine has a car in it called Christine.
Christine, yes.
What about Scooby-Doo?
Well, it's the Mystery Mobile, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is.
Brilliant.
And Herbie and the Love Bug. And
Herbie and the Love Bug.
The Magic School Bus. The Love Bug by Bill Walsh is part of a series of novels, Jesse, that were published after the film. So they followed it on.
Yeah. I've got Too Much Money by Max Rashbrook for you, Bill.
Oh, brilliant.
Do you have a name for your vehicle, by the way?
No, long since left the era of naming vehicles behind. In my university days, I had a couple interesting ones kicking around, but it's just the family wagon now, really.
So. Good stuff. Hey, we'll see if we can find you a couple of new employees today, all right?
Yeah, it'd be much appreciated. Thank you, Jesse.
Thanks, Bill, as our winner, and cheers to you, Rob, as well.
No worries. For those of you playing along at home, I got a warrant this morning for my Toyota Platts. So that's why we're talking about cars today.
Any trouble?
No, not really. The Platts provides.
Toyotas keep going and going, eh?
Yeah, sure do. I'm stoked.
Thanks, Rob. See Love ya. It.